Welcome to the Alski Show, episode 3. I got a nice surprise for everybody. The long-awaited interview of Smog.
Smog.
What's up?
Satanic majesty of graffiti.
There you go. Straight up, straight out. Can't get any better than that. So, let's get right into it. Let's skip all the bullshit and all that good stuff. What got you into the graffiti scene, and what year was it?
1986, and pretty much the background noise you hear right now was a big influence on me. Thrash, hardcore, punk, death metal, big influence on me. I recently just lost my father, and I had all this energy that was pretty negative at the time, and I just wanted to really vandalize. Not do art, vandalize.
So you just wanted to take everything out.
Basically, I just wanted to break, smash, destroy. It was a lot of teenage hostility in me, and I just had to get an outlet, and I found graffiti was actually a beautiful thing to do it with, because I took these sounds, and I felt like I pretty much juxtaposed it onto the streets and trains.
That's pretty interesting. So there was basically no specific writer. It was just, you know, something that you went through.
Well, I did like Kane. One was a big influence on me with his Welcome to Hell car, and also to this day he still has the Yogi Lala store gate on Steinway, which is still running if anyone
Yogi
wants to
Lala.
See it.
Yogi Lala, I have a funny story with that. I actually bought an ex-girlfriend, you know, way back then, a ring from Yogi Lala.
That's awesome. But don't let your wife hear that.
Yeah, I hope my wife don't listen in on that one. Because she's not going to be too thrilled about it. But yeah, Yogi Lala, I remember
that. He used to do jackets there. In fact, a few of my friends that grew up with him were telling me how they have... one of them still has a jean jacket, but he won't part with it. And rest in peace, Kane One. And that was
a big
influence. And also QV Riss, big influence on me, watching them, Visa, EA.
Great riders.
Ghost, Wreck, TZ.
Rest in peace, Wreck.
Sir 167, yeah, rest in peace. Dutch. These guys, I knew they were punks. They were into hardcore, I found out, and I liked their style, and I felt that when I met them, they were not as, evil as I thought they would be, but they did have evil look. And Sloan TPA, there's something about that S that to this day still gives me the willies.
I hear that. Well, Sloan's always in the building.
Yes. Big shout out to that Public Animal. Big fan. Fan of that cancerous-looking ass. I do love it.
And a shout out to Dera, which is hanging with us as well.
Big Daddy Dera is here today. Thank you for coming and showing some support. Good friend of mine.
We're going to get Dera on his own interview. He said he didn't want to talk into the mic because he said the UFO people were listening.
He does grunt. That's all I think. He's a big grunter.
Yeah, but he's nasty with a spray can too. Just like my boy Sloan. But forget these guys for now.
It's about me now, right?
Yeah,
and Alski.
Let's move over. No, it's not about me. It's the Alski Show. It's not about Alski.
All right.
But
thank you for having me on here.
I'm
your humble servant, and I really appreciate that you guys respect my work and they actually have me on here. It's really cool.
We all respect people to a certain extent. I mean, back then it was basically I didn't want to meet anybody. Now I'm trying to meet everybody, get them on the show.
Yeah, back then you liked that. Anonymous feeling about it.
I used to call it. I used to call it Ghost. You know. Being a ghost.
Yeah, you
know?
You just want to do your shit and leave.
I didn't want to meet anybody. People thought I was black, Spanish.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
I don't think anyone thought I was black. But
I've actually heard people get into conversation. Yo, I think that guy Alski's black. And I would laugh. I was like, yeah, I heard the same thing. But that's besides the point. But it's so funny because there are so many writers that you would assume are of certain ethnicity.
And you would never think it.
And it's a stereotype group.
Exactly.
Because me growing up being a white guy, you know, when my friends like, you know, what the hell are you doing? You're not, you know, you're not black, you're not this.
Yeah,
you're not
I know,
that.
They assumed it. But it was a very white boy thing, too.
I was like, listen, you know, this is what I like to do.
Look at Taki, Greek guy, started it.
There
and
you go.
Roach. Well, and big influence on me, and who would think he was rest in peace? I mean, I love those vermin that was just crawling the trains back then, and he turned out to be, what, is it Guyanese or something? I would never think it, you know? And rest in peace, him and those King Highway boys really did influence me, Better Wade and all those guys. So I love the BMTs.
Speaking of BMTs, what was it that drew you to the trains? Because you smashed a lot of trains.
I was a fly-by-night.
There's plenty of pictures out there on the internet.
I just hung around with a lot of like-minded people like J.A. and Ghost and Ven and Reese, and we all had an agenda, K-Pro. Big shout-out to my partner. And I just loved the trains. It was towards that era where they were really dogged, and to me that was, like, beautiful. I just loved those insides. So they were just dripping with ink, and I felt, they were going away slowly, and especially the IRTs were pretty much clean at that point. There was only a few BMTs really still, and I figured we got to get on a mission and just destroy them and hit clean trains too and keep it alive. And a lot of these old writers were just so like, oh, it's over, you know. Graffiti's never over. That's why I'm so proud to see all these new writers like DSR. Well, even though he's not that new, but big shout out to him and like SEO and Panic. Oh, those guys are really killing things and skit posts. And I see all these guys still doing their damage, and it really inspires me that there are still people doing things and they're doing their best. And this guy Metal just hit a Met train recently.
How about those Mets?
And what about those Mets? You know, awesome Queens. I love Queens.
Queens first in the house. We always represent. I think Queens is.
I know we get a bum deal though, man. For years with a shadow of Brooklyn. And no offense to Brooklyn writers, I love you guys, but I think Queens has the best throw ups. For piecing, the best is the Bronx, but Queens, with no doubt, to me, are the best throw-ups. And to me, throw-ups are everything. And a wise guy told me once...
You got United Artists, UA, from the Bronx.
Yeah,
you
they're
know,
beautiful
you got
piecing.
Tat Crew,
John had some really great throw-ups. But a lot of those guys, like T-Kid, I love his pieces, but I really don't like his throw-ups, in my opinion.
Well, that's
my opinions are like assholes, right? We all got them.
That's freedom of speech.
Nah, I know.
You
know,
what you want right here on the Alski Show.
Nobody may like me. I'm a king of the yakety yak yard. You know how it
that's
goes.
That's it. Yakety yak, don't come back. So you pretty much just had a family crisis, and decided that you wanted to destroy everything around
I had
you.
To.
And
luckily, I wasn't just smashing glass or anything. I was really into just getting my hostility out, and I really wanted to show thrash on the trains, and nobody was really doing that. It was all like these hip-hop characters with fedoras, and I was a Dungeons & Dragons guy, I used to belong to the D&D club, I was a bit of a nerd before that, and I wanted to see more monsters. That's why I liked Lee. He did these fresh, lions and these fresh dragons. Even T-Kid did some fresh characters.
But he also did Howard the Duck.
And that's not Marvel Comics, man. Howard the Duck was great in Marvel Comics. Too bad the movie sucked.
The work that Lee did though back then I remember in the '80s taking pictures of like Campbell Courts and the Allen Street Boys.
Oh yeah.
And back then we just basically had Wet Look, Krylon, Rust-Oleum, cheap backs.
That's all you needed, man. I mean, that was great.
And the coloring, that Howard the Duck. And the lion on the Lower East Side, I think.
There's some Red Devils, too.
Right, of course, Red Devil. And I think what he did back then, guys today, I don't think could even compete with that. Yeah, they can, but
they got a color for everything now. Jesus.
Remember, 70s, 80s, and I believe it was in the 80s that Lee did all these blockbuster productions. Now, I'm pretty sure I could say it wasn't really legal, not unless he just started painting and people were watching him. I don't think he had permission.
No.
So,
not at all. Campbell?
Being what he put out compared to what people do on a permission wall, for his time, I think he was way ahead of his time.
Definitely. I'm not the biggest fan of these permission walls. It's nice. It's good to see people do things, but I just don't like murals, man. It's not for me. And I watch these guys doing these murals. They come out dope, but they spend hours on it. And inside, my inside voice just wants to dog it all. But, I'll have everyone fight
me. So you're
like
another cap. You'd rather get 100 or one.
But it's just in my thoughts. I can't do it, What am I going to fight? And everybody want to fight me. But
ever have the urge to just drop a bomb again?
Oh, yes, very much. I do really want to hit clean trains again, but I know I'm not going to do it as Smog. It's going to be somebody else, another moniker. it can't be Smog because, you know, just too many people know who I am and I won't do it as that. I'll, you know, some other name, maybe like, you know, something like Spermicide or something. I don't know.
Homicidal sperm?
Homicidal sperm. Mm. Okay. Something, you know, maybe even do like what Roach did, but with like, you know, with like maybe entrails or something. You know?
Well, you could always do, you know, the emoji on the phones, you know, with that puff. I put it in back of my trucks. You know,
yeah,
like the,
yeah, yeah.
The
maybe,
exhaust.
Who knows?
Maybe you could just come out doing that emoji.
Or maybe that, but maybe something real. I may have to do something dark or maybe something really light, like, you know, like, hey, there's Feather. Feather's up.
There you go. Feathers up the ass.
Tickle me with a feather.
Tickle me, Elmo. Something to that effect.
You know what I mean. I can't really divulge any names yet, but I will. But I'm not a big fan of these permission spots, just for the fact that the whole idea of graffiti should be done in 5 minutes. Someone wise told me that, and it's true. Graffiti should be 5 minutes.
I do agree with that. I mean, me myself, I like painting permission spots because, you know, you get out there to paint.
I mean, we're at this age where we have. You know, sometimes we have no choice. We have, you know, we have,
ages,
we have families
and stuff.
Age is just
a word. A number is a number. I mean, I would like to go smashing shit every night.
I hear you, man.
But I do have responsibilities.
We do. We do. And you know, it's just an impulse. I'm very impulsive. I find I've always been impulsive. And I think that's the only reason I actually able to write. If I think it out, then I won't be able to do it. I know I can't steal anymore. That's impossible for me. I can't. It's not in my heart to do it anymore. So, you know, I actually have to buy. I don't have the game for it anymore. And back in the day, we were talking.
I can't really say I won't steal anything.
Well, I can't. Well, yeah. But I mean,
know about the paintball game.
Yeah, I know. I can't do that anymore. I mean, I was back in the day, we used to thank God for Fade. And big shout out to Fade. He was a big mentor to me. And we used to just go into these channels and pergaments and just steal soil. And just put all the cans in a flatbed and put the soil on top, and it would just like ooze
mold
over. And you would never know. Nobody would question you because, you know, teenage boys walking out with soil. And we had so many cans. And back then, we just grabbed whatever cans we can. We didn't think, like, oh, I need a fresh purple for this piece, you know, and we just did whatever we had that night, you know. That was, I like that. I like the spontaneity of graffiti. I'm not one of these people that, maybe it shows in my work, I don't know, but I'm not one that sit there, okay, I'm going to have this color for this, this color for that, unless, you know, I really plan it out. But normally it's just like, let's just do it. Whatever colors we got, let's see if we can make a production out of it. So
who is in your, like, inner circle? I mean, you push R.I.S., R.O.T.
Yeah, well, yeah, R.I.S., well, you know, Ghost is still my mentor, you know, he's pretty hard to get these days, but he's busy with his thing, and he's busy with Giz lately. And I would say my inner circle right now is I've been doing things with DSR, Dara, people like that. You know, I keep it small. I don't really Cavs, big fan of Cavs, MPC SV, RIS, Moan. I've done things with Moan RIS. I like to do something with Ick. I'm a big fan of Ick. This guy's up like on 4,000 freights, man, and he does these...
ICH.
So, yeah, he's from Boston, and he's just...
Go Red Sox.
And he does these amazing skulls, and it's just...
I'm a Red Sox fan.
I hear you, man. Hey, go for it, you know, whatever,
good
man.
Good luck to the Mets.
It's different these days. I mean, I'm not loyal to teams anymore because they just keep on trading them, so it's not like, you know, free trade destroyed the whole thing.
I'm a Queens guy. You know, I am a Red Sox fan, and, you know... There's a lot of asshole Met fans out there, but that's besides the point.
Also, everyone seems to be a Met fan these days.
Okay,
now, right?
I got fingers from Dara Sloan and God knows who else. The Mets in '86. That was you know, that was a little messed up.
Yeah, well,
but regardless, forget the baseball.
Well, yeah, the Red Sox. What's his name with the ball running right through his legs?
Bill Buckner.
The guy was a hated man for many years.
Yes, they wanted to kill him.
Poor guy.
And you know what? It was just a few years back that they apologized and they made peace and whatnot.
Think about all those years of being, you know.
Yeah, poor guy. He must have fell off the face of the earth and, you know, probably had marital issues and all of that.
Exactly.
Shit. But your inner circle when you started writing.
Like, back then?
How did you, who did you hook up with?
I hooked up with this
started?
Guy, Roar and K-Pro. They were the ones that actually, Roar had a really nice style. He's the one that really kind of like led me. And these guys were younger than me and K-Pro. And then from there on, I hooked up with Neo and like Nim and Voyer, you know, people like that. And Stain would be in the picture. But mostly Neo kind of like connected me to Fade, F-A-Y-D-E, MPC.
Right.
And he kind of like really schooled me and like to really, you know, we were just racking cans, but he taught me how to really rack. And then I hooked up with like guys like Med, and we were going to Grant's Tomb and we were hitting shit there. And I remember bringing Duel with us.
Shout out Duel.
Big shout out to Duel, you know. He's a lot younger, and
he's an old bat now. I know Duel doesn't listen. He actually did an episode, and he was like, "Yeah, I still haven't listened to it. How do you do?"
Well,
it
hopefully
again?
He'll listen now. You know, big shout out to him, and what was I going to say? Kett too, who was also just as I was leaving RIS, you know, because I was getting into a lot of legal trouble, so I quit. These guys continued on, Bruce and Kett and all these guys, Ront. All these other newer risk guys started. So it was always like something like passing the baton. But I would say Neo really helped me out a lot. Neo Nog, N-O-G-R-I-S. Yeah, he was a big influence. He helped me out. I always liked his style. And, you know, he schooled me. And even though at the time, I think he was pretty much in hiatus of writing. But then slowly, by hooking up with Ghosts, I really went. And then by meeting all these other like-minded people, like J.A. J.A. was always on a mission. And J.A. was just such a dream to paint with back then because he was just like, he didn't care. And I think he still doesn't. And he was just great to just...
Still killing shit.
Go to Pickens, like, you know, these places in East New York where the projects are right above you and the yards right down in the underneath. And we were just killing, like, the flats back then. It was cool. And it was really fun. And, you know, and I do... And Cento, you know, big shout out to him. And we went bombing. And, you know... But I would say the local writers. I also seen like TMR was a big influence on me. In fact, a good friend of mine from TMR, is his birthday would have been Saturday, Guy Gizzard, TMR. He died a few years ago, and he left his daughter behind. And I want to just give a big shout out to him, Gizzard, TMR. And I just want to give a big shout out to Saint. I think he's very underrated, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, the crew to this day still, you know, a lot of people still remember it, and they're still going strong. But Saint, I don't think he got his just do. I mean, the guy to me was one of my peers, but he was just killing shit back
It's funny because I was down in Cortlandt Street and I'm looking at all the pillars, and I don't know if it's even fair to say, but listen, I could spot fresh paint and I could spot old paint, and the pillars, I remember being down there a few months ago, I don't remember seeing any Saint tags.
Really? Now there's, good. I hope he comes back.
A couple of weeks ago, I seen like 3-4 Saint tags on the pillar, and I'm like, This weekend, I'm down in the tunnel, and I see at least 20 Saint tags.
Wow, and they look crisp, new?
Yeah, they pretty crisp. You know, a couple of them grays, which are probably...
It's definitely him, though, right?
Galvanized steel paint. You know?
Awesome.
Couple of whites.
No FSs? So, no...
No, just Saint. I mean, I got pictures of it, but I'm not going to post it.
But, I hear you.
I think if he would have come back, I think I would go back, too. Fuck it.
Yeah, man. He kind of like, you know, I give it to him, man. Like, even though Trap kept on going and got better, and I, you know, I respect Trap, and he's a nice guy. When I met him years ago, we went bombing, but Saint was killing his shit back in the day. he had these ugly toilet bowls when he first started, man, and Saint was just using them as like a cloud, and I really impressed me. And Mirage, man, another guy, God rest in peace. Amazing, just
rest
such a
peace.
Talent, man. I think we'll all be wearing his shirts today. He probably would have just blown up if he was still alive today, you know? And it's just a shame that I think we lost him to a car.
His signature,
Vic Kessler feet. Yeah, Vic Kessler.
I mean,
man.
If you were driving in back of a car and you saw those little feet, you knew it was Vic Kessler.
Yeah, pinstriping. Exactly. My neighborhood, my hood,
you know,
few blocks
great guy,
from where I grew
he
up.
Passed away. His son took it over, and he's doing vinyl. He's not doing it by hand, but those were the signature feet.
Exactly.
So when you start seeing, you know, the signature feet on the wall, I'm like, Vic Kessler writes graffiti, but you know, I mean, that was like that thought, you know. Yeah.
I know, but
he smashed.
He did, and he hooked up with like DC3 and Show, who were two guys that, you know, at the time, you know, graffiti was a borough thing, and these guys were coming from Long Island, and that kind of pissed a lot of writers off. It actually, you know, pissed me off too, that these guys were coming, you know, at the time, because they were, you know, back then it was like, you know, you're from Long Island.
Well, yeah, but Show was from Long Island, but he basically smashed the Bronx line.
Yeah, I know, and he came out with that book that's all like Photoshop, and it's heavy as a fuck. But
I don't
it's
know
the
about Photoshop.
It looks like it's a Photoshop book, man.
I have that book.
It's a good book. Don't get me wrong. I mean, so many pictures, and they did a lot of damage.
It's a beautiful book.
They did a lot of damage, but it's like a book you can just like smash somebody over the head with. It's
you
heavy.
Could definitely kill somebody with the book.
But the writing is just horrendous. I can't go through the writing because it's just bragging.
Is that what you're
very
saying?
Self-centered, and okay. I'm a very humble writer. I mean, granted, you know, like I'm being a little bit of opinionated right now, but at the same time, I'm just I felt that. you know, if you're going to write a book, just don't sit there bragging. Let the pictures do the talking, you know?
Right, right. And the bullshit, the walk in.
Exactly.
So on and so forth.
I hate
but shout out Show TDC. He's a good guy.
I guess, you know, I guess graffiti is, that's what it is. It's mostly egos and people boasting and stuff. But I mean, in reality, that's what I mean. No one writes King anymore. Have you noticed that? Like, you know, I give it to Cope, you know, even though the guy wrote in my house, but the guy's still in the game. But he's been writing for so many years. But I mean, even he writes God. I never see anybody write King anymore. And you know, and it's funny because they'll write a King and like,
so now he writes God. I always thought that was a crew.
I always thought it's.
I think it's crew.
Oh, I thought he was like, oh, yeah, I thought he's like another level now.
Cope God, nah, definitely not God.
So it's a crew then. My mistake. But then you get like
King is the way I look at it is we live in America and we don't have a king. You know, that's in England. So people,
but back in the day, people used to
people
do like
take
King.
It as you know, like time. Me, I King Alski OTC, you know, Alski OTC King. Same I would never type of shit.
I can never do that. I can never actually write that because I know I'm not. I never was. But then you get guys like now Easy. I was listening to your podcast, and Easy's calling himself the Blueprint. I mean, Easy, Josh 5, TK, Jaws, they killed stuff. They went into neighborhoods that I know as a white human being was too nervous and afraid to hit, man. It was just like, yo, don't hit these streets. Something's going to happen here. But, man, these guys just tore shit up. But, I mean, to call myself the Blueprint, I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean,
well, just something I think.
But
people,
I call myself, I'm the Blue Balls because I'm married now and I find myself, you know,
yeah,
with Blue Balls.
There you go.
But but he is very, I mean, he's amazing. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it's like, I think, why does he just call himself King Easy? I mean, the Blueprint, I mean, Lace, Bio, all these guys are doing streets really hard. OE, one of my favorite writers, man. P13. I mean, OE, Old English is like another huge influence. I mean, he did Faces, Quick, RTW, another big influence.
Big fan.
I love this stuff.
I actually, everybody you're naming, I've, you know, pretty much liked what they did. I mean,
Angel Duster, we were talking about.
Angel Duster, you know, Corona legend.
Another legend.
TSK crew.
Big time.
And KOD is what he came out with later on, which stood for Kingdom of Doom.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to his sister, Rebecca. She's out there somewhere. And a nephew of his, Baker. I believe he's in the College Point area.
That's right, yeah.
Hopefully we could get Baker to listen in. You know, with Shouting Out Your Uncle. Big influence to many. Scam Dust. Incorporated Dust from Angel Dust.
Definitely.
I believe I saw a picture. I believe
I remember seeing it back in the day.
I believe it was what does he write? I know him by name. Anyway, SP1.
Yeah, SP
posted a picture.
Beer for breakfast. Good friend of mine.
He rode a train and there was an AD-82 that came through the paint.
That's
or
awesome.
The paint was peeled off and there was, you know, they painted over the tag. I actually got a picture of that. I won't put it up, but if you want to check it out, you know, find SP1's wall. Great shit. FC and I would actually like to do a tribute to Angel Dust.
You should, man, because not many people, just to school some of the newer people, you know.
Right. I mean, listen, AD was known to many. He was like a Tasmanian devil, so to speak. He was always ready to fight, crazy, you know.
Yeah, I heard ill stories about him.
You know, it was a shame. I believe he passed away in...
It's a shame. It seems that writers die young, man. It's like so TDK.
I believe it was July 4th. It was the 4th of July, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I don't want to say what I don't know for facts, but I looked up to the TSK crew, which was AD's crew, and 1980, when I, you know, started getting into the graph, you know, I wanted to be down with TSK because it was the Corona guys. And, you know, I used to hang out with Soap and Frost and Cole, you know, and they were affiliated with Beretta
and
Son.
But isn't it amazing, Son and Pro? All those guys, it's amazing. Like, back then, you knew, like, neighborhoods where guys came from.
Exactly.
It seemed like it just spawned. Like, everyone just, like, passed around.
Yeah, with that being said, it's funny because being that I was a white kid, you know, and they were the Hispanics.
Exactly.
Side, I couldn't get down with TSK, no matter how much, you know, I tried.
I know, you were like an outsider.
Right,
man.
So I came up with OTC, Out to Crash.
And you got it, dude. Out to Caucasian.
Yeah, Out to Caucasian. Yeah, that's kind of funny. You know, Out to Crush, Out to Crash, Out There Chilling, 1-2 Check. I could go on and on and on. Only the Crazy.
Only the Crazy.
You know, but it is what it is. But, you know, I remember seeing you know, Fuzz One and Flame.
Another amazing guy.
Flame, another Corona legend.
Another legend, Flame.
Dondi, to me, was my ultimate, you know, inspiration. I remember seeing a top to buy. It was a half court, but two courts wide. I remember seeing that Dondi by PS19.
I don't remember seeing that, though.
That was fucking amazing.
I used to see some of his stuff on trains. I met him.
All the trains, absolutely. But when I saw it in my neighborhood,
that's it. That blows your mind.
It took it to a different level, you know. So
like when we found out Lee worked at a friggin' vacuum cleaner store on Northern Boulevard, that just blew our heads.
Yeah, that's funny.
And we met him. Yeah, and you know, now here he is. You know, he's big time. You know, selling his stuff. And back then, you know, he's just like anyone, had a day job. And you know, even this is in the 80s, but. That was great about neighborhoods. And when they came into your neighborhood, like I remember when Fuzz did a big piece in Flushing Meadow Park, you know, for his girlfriend Karen and stuff. It was like so dope, you know, like, wow, he's like actually, you know.
Wow, that's funny you say that.
Yeah,
because
underneath
I remember
the water.
That.
Remember that? Yeah. It was underneath that. Yeah, it was just like cool.
He
I got a flick
those
of that.
Spots, cause I remember,
I'll send you the flick of that.
I remember we went underneath the Cross Bay Bridge and did the bridge. Fuzz, it was me, Fuzz, and it was just us. But my biggest rack was with Fuzz. We went out
He was known as a great
We went out to Long Island to every mom and pop store, and he would actually go to the where they make the keys and say, can you make a copy of the key? And while they were making the key, he would walk in with a wad of money. So, you know, like
he looks like he's about
off.
To spend, yeah.
I mean, you do that today, you're like, look at his asshole. But back then, I guess that's what worked. And I walk in with him, and he goes, just follow me, follow my lead. And he just went to town. We'd walk out with 20 cans, 30 cans. And I'm saying to myself, how the hell did he do it? Now, by the end of the day, the only reason why we stopped was because my trunk was loaded, the back seat was loaded, up to the speakers.
Like a lowrider, right?
and at one point, I had to start kicking the cans from out under my feet. And I was like, yo, dude, we got to go.
We got too much.
So, yeah, he was definitely a
too much
a
is never enough.
He was definitely a rack king, not for nothing.
Like, I know, I think Cavs went racking with him one time, and they had the cage, open, and he would cough as a deterrent. So the guy would cough over, and then at the same time, every time he coughed, he would shove a can in his jacket. And
that's
ballsy,
ingenious.
Man, you know? But I remember, like, there was a lot of mom-and-pop stores in our neighborhood, and, I mean, it helped. Even like Satch said it, and even in Star Wars, help being white, you know.
Do you know my first rack was with Amos from Left Rack City?
Oh, really?
There used to be a store called Playworld.
I remember Playworld.
On, 99th Street? Yeah. And Amos was from Left Rack, and, you know, it was from Corona. We went to school together at IS-61. Now, you walk towards the Long Island Expressway, that's where Playworld was. We walk in there, and the spray cans were on the bottom shelf.
Uh-huh.
And Amos walks over. He grabs a duffel bag, which was like 4 feet long, off the shelf. We're walking around. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, the hell is he doing? Because I wanted a rack, you know, 4 or 5 cans. You know, just put them in my jacket.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I used to like doing with
my
flight jacket.
He grabs the duffel bag, goes up to the shelf, lays down the duffel bag, spreads it open, and just noise and all, smacks all the cans into the bag, and I'm looking at him like, really, you know, we're going to get bagged.
Yeah, back then there was no cameras, just
mirrors. Zips it, puts it on his shoulder, and he goes, come on, let's go. And I'm just looking at him like, for real? And we walk out, and there was a good 20, 30 cans.
That's awesome.
In a duffel bag.
Those are nice hits, man, back then. You can't do that now. They got cameras the size of...
I mean, I think I'd have the balls to do it, but it's just, you know, like I said, responsibility. And,
yeah, you don't need that.
You know, I mean, today you could buy cans, you whip out your credit card, you go online, and you order all these designer cans.
Yeah, you get a bunch of designer cans, I know. I mean, I like the high-pressure paints still to this day. I find it's easier for me. I find the low pressure sometimes, like carpal tunnel.
Well, the low pressure is good for an outline, you know. Yeah. I mean, they're used for different things. You could buy 10 million different caps now.
Yeah,
I know. There's a lot of great paints out there.
So much to it. I mean, it's a real capitalist society now, man.
It's just like, you know.
This is for the writer in you.
Yeah. Well,
try this new paint. You, too, can do graffiti just like the best of them.
Regardless,
don't you
with all these great paints out there, some of them do suck. Literally. Some of them, when you pull the trigger on it, that's pressing down on the cap for you people that don't know. it feels like the cap is fighting your finger, and I don't know how you could go bombing or do a permission wall when the pressure on your finger is like astronomical.
Yeah,
you know. Then you have I got to say one of my favorite cans. I have a lot of favorite cans, but what I must say, and you got to pick it up. Georgie got them upstairs at All the Right. MTN Speed Paint. It's a black can, and it looks like someone copped the tag flare style that says Speed on it.
It's a new Montana, like Spanish paint, right?
So what I did was I had a black. I went out, and I was just busting out outlines, and I loved the way it covered the wall. I come home. And I have a pumice stone. That's how I take the paint off because I'm not a latex glove guy.
I know. I find
you know,
gloves
even in the winter time.
I'm not a big fan. I like to feel it too. The whole idea is to feel.
Even in the winter time, I'll put my fingers under my underarm. But regardless, it took me a good 20 minutes to get the paint off of my fingers.
Nah, you know it's good paint.
It still looked like I was a grease monkey.
Yeah, you're working on your car.
Paint was still under my nail. The bed, the whole nine yards, and
damn,
still embedded.
Still got it on there. Look at that.
Right. So, I think that's a great can. I think you should go out there and try it out.
Just don't suck your thumb after you paint, right?
No, definitely not. But normally, you know, like with another can, you know, like I said, I come home, I get the pumice stone, 5 minutes, my fingers are clean. This stuff took me 20 minutes. So, if it took that long to get it off of my finger with a stone, you could imagine, you know, on a wall, what it covers good.
Yeah, like I talked to a lot of these people. They say a lot of these paints, like these designer paints, sometimes they don't adhere to these walls too well and stuff, you know. But I mean, to me, it's like paint. To me, when I used to do graffiti, I mean, to me, photography is the new graffiti, pretty much. Everyone's got Instagram. People like the likes, you know.
Yep. Oh, and absolutely.
It's nice.
There's
I mean, even
great,
I do. That's why I can't
of,
do it.
A lot of great photographers out there.
I get my hats off to all of them.
I gotta shout them out. You got Urban Hooker, which takes amazing pictures. Then you got to give it to JRC. You know, he bombed. He put his work
in.
Yeah,
and he does a lot of pictures.
And he is actually, you know, out there every
fresh paint,
every
New York
week.
City. They're out there doing a lot,
you know,
of pictures. Yeah,
getting pictures. And you got to shout out DJ Corrupted on Instagram as well. He takes plenty of pictures.
And guys like Ven and Reese and Cavs, they remote John the Greek. A lot of these guys, Ket back in the day, they all took pictures. I never was into that.
They were taking pictures out as they were doing.
Exactly.
And also
sometimes they would
collecting
other people's
writers.
Stuff. Yeah.
And like Zeus has a sick photo collection as a can collection as well. Yeah. Shout out to my brother Zeus.
Exactly. But I mean, but me back then when I used to do graffiti, I was just, it was just like a one night stand, you know?
I had
a girl and just hit a wall and that's it.
Knew was the one that took all the pictures and, you know, unfortunately, one of the brothers, Key OTC, you know, he had passed away, and prior to him passing away, he had taken our collection. It was basically two shopping bags, which is the equivalency of two crates of pictures. And he was like, "Yo, let me put them in." Yeah, I forgot what was out at the time. It was Videograph was popular. There was magazines.
There's a lot
out.
Of fanzines back then. Mass Appeal,
right? You know, a bunch of stuff. So what happened was he took all our pictures to try to get them into magazines.
Okay.
But when he passed away,
you lost the pictures.
I lost the pictures.
Yeah,
you lost the pictures. I mean, we have some, you know, FC sent me a bunch of pictures. Zeus has a couple of pictures. But, you know, people
Well, it's always nice when
pictures
start coming up, you know, also
right,
like wow.
Your stuff. Yeah, you're not just on Instagram, but
no,
I've seen plenty of your shit.
Yeah, that's right. I got to give a shout out to these people doing that for me, man. You know? Keep it, because I'm really paranoid. I'm afraid of Instagram. It really scares me.
Well, let me tell you, if you get on there, you'll have fun. I mean, I'm on there. I have my website, and I got the show.
Well,
and
I understand you. Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you're
old pictures, new pictures, whatever it is.
For me, I know I'm an obsessive type of person, paranoia, a little bit of a schizoid. I mean, I would be too nervous to do it. But I'm just saying, also, like, all these likes, you know, back in the day, it'd be cool when somebody used to tell, yo, I was in Rockaway and I saw your stuff. Just like, because I kept away from graffiti for 10 years in the 90s. I mean, I had too many legal battles from it. It cost me money, almost cost me my job, my livelihood. So I figured, let me just quit now. And then in 2000, when I met Satch and he told me, yo, I went over you and I apologized, and he gave me all these cans of Rust-Oleum. He pretty much just triggered me back, and I end up hitting a freight train that night. And
I love his throwies.
Oh, I love Satch. And, you know, Satch, big shout out to you. Thank you. You got me back into it. And, you know.
I think one of the, there's a lot of throwies that stick out and stick into people's heads. Satch definitely was one. One of my favorites, other than Sloan's floaters, has to be
SG?
Hayes.
Oh, I was going to say SG.
I'm sorry. I don't know if people like him or not.
I love Hayes.
I happen to love his
I just
throwie.
Sent you a photo of his thing recently.
Yes,
yeah, from a tunnel.
Which is still living in a tunnel.
Yeah, still living. Looks like bright, brand new.
Still
yeah.
living in a tunnel.
A big fan
I mean,
of
listen,
Hayes.
Listen, I've ran into so much shit in the tunnels. I mean, you know, VIFA has a lot of shit still running.
Yeah.
I actually seen DE3 shit, OE's shit.
I mean, I love OE stuff, man.
Hojo, cool. I got to give it to
Hojo. To me,
is killing it.
Hojo to me. When I think of Hojo, I think of JA and the way he's killing stuff. And I really like his tag. I really like his style, man. I think he's really good. And I got to give it to these new writers, man. Because now,
Hojo's been around.
I'm just saying.
He's causing a lot of. Damage.
He's causing a lot of damage now. I mean, guys that are causing damage right now because it is such a different time. Because when I used to write. At nighttime was nighttime. People would be in bed. Now this city is truly 24/7. It's so hard to really do things.
Yeah.
And there's always like a friggin', you know, there's always like cops patrolling. They're not the highways now. They got these stupid things telling call 911. Waste 911 for graffiti.
Bullshit, though.
You fucking assholes.
That's
waste 911 for graffiti while there's so much other shit going on.
Let me tell you something. I got clipped in my car, and it took the cops 3 hours plus to get there. But if I'm hitting the wall, as soon as I pull the can out, there's five of them.
Oh, I know, because that Bratton, God forbid he should see some graffiti. This is New York City, the home of graffiti. It started here, and it's in our advertisement. You see a Geico whole car come in. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
top
well,
to bottom, you know.
How about the
pisses me off, man.
I actually saw a train all
just
come in with
tonight. We're all gonna smash a train yard right
with,
now
with the heavy girls in underwear. Now, okay, fine. I don't mind looking at the girls in underwear, but you know, how about the kids that are standing on the platform and they're like, "Mommy, how come she has her underwear on?"
Yeah, I know.
That's okay to look at. Or
I'd rather
or
see an
Alski,
a
Gecko.
Sloan, a DSR, a Smog. And the little kid's like, "What's this smog, mommy?" "Oh, it's pollution. Don't look at it. It's going to poison your mind." Or Dara for derelict coming through, you know. That's what it should be. I mean, I want the insides to be to the point where I go on a train. It's like being in a morgue. I worked in a morgue. I did work in a morgue. And
you worked in a morgue?
I worked in a morgue.
Did
yes,
you ever
I did.
Touch a dead person?
I know. I painted on one. No.
Did you?
I I copped a tag right before they send it to
Are
the
they
casket.
Colin Hart?
Colin Hart, yeah. He had a stiff one.
Did he?
Yeah, I got a nice SMOG down his shaft. But the thing is.
You're out of your fucking mind.
And the balls say ROT. But the.
rot. Balls rot.
Balls rot in hell. But the thing is, it's the lighting is just like these new trains, and the ambiance is horrible. That's why when the trains were so dogged, and it was just for us. How with everyone else? Everyone said it's so dark. How can you like the insides? You can't even make things out. I made things out. I saw that Chino tag right in my face. Big shout out to Chino Trim. I saw those and it just stuck in my head. And I said to myself, these are people I know. Hell with these advertisements about going to college. You too can learn English. You too can get a degree and an accountant or become medical surplus. It's all these horrible ads. Crowded trains with just nothing to look at. There's no graffiti to see. And it just depresses me and makes you feel like, what have we done? Why is it all gone? It should come back.
Yeah,
and
if
we all just start hitting it, what are they going to do? Take every train out? The trains are running like hell as it is. They have no choice. Everyone should motion.
I would, in front of all these
9-to-5 people, just pull out a marker and start writing. What are they going to do with these crowded trains? Nobody will do anything.
I would definitely like to start the movement myself.
Someone's got it. Someone's got ignited. Then if it becomes, it's like almost like, can you dig it? You know,
yeah.
You know, it's there's more of us than there are of them. Hopefully, you know, be nice. But I really don't like the idea of these Europeans coming down here. You know, and some of them even writing my own name. You know, stick to your own trains. You know, you got your trains
in
Holland.
You
got to
give it to them, though. There's this guy, Dexter1, on Instagram. I follow him.
Well, that's different if he's hidden there. But if he's coming to New York, I'm not a big fan of them coming to our city, man.
They're rolling four to six guys, whatever it is.
Oh, there. I do respect them there.
Pulling in.
Oh, I give them respect.
They're doing
crazy.
Whole cost.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying when they come to this city, it kind of annoys me. It just kind of makes me realize, look, we got people from Europe doing it. Well, our own people in New York are. But there are people doing it, and they buff it, and I give a lot of credit to these guys.
Yeah, but the thing is these guys are coming in. They're killing it. They're taking their pitches. Not killing it, but they're doing their thing. And they just jump back on a plane, and they're gone.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's like me and you going over to Italy and doing a car. When we're back in New York, they're not going to know who Smoganowski is.
I know.
Fuck it. So that's
and you got your flick, and that's it. But right. I know.
So that's
I'm
like
a real New Yorker, I
that's
guess.
That's like a permission spot. You get your flick, you know, and boom, next guy
that's
hits.
That's all it's about, I guess, now. Everybody wants a picture.
Well, it's cool because you get to see your
shit.
Yeah,
I guess.
I don't know.
Well, I bet to memories. Sometimes memories are good. I got pictures in my mind right now.
There's pros and there's cons. I mean,
some pictures I don't want in my mind.
Me personally, like, you know, you got the artsy people coming in.
Ugh.
Then, you know,
the mural people.
But
let's go hit Bushwick because everyone's going to be in Bushwick and everyone's going to see it.
Yeah, but I mean, so you're either for it or you're not. I mean, me personally, I like the graph, but I do like seeing the work.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I don't like the idea of that, you know, that let's pick a gentrified neighborhood that's so, you know, hip and upcoming, and let's just do all our graffiti in that area so everyone can do it. And eventually, you know what's going to happen? We're going to be so good. People are going to remember us. And before you know, we're going to start launching our own clothes like Obey did. And then, you know, that's it. That's why I give it to Koss. You know, I got a lot of respect for Koss because, you know.
Shout him out.
Big respect because he did all these, you know, and they always giving him a bum deal. He's always doing these. He started doing his COs. He was bombing KRT. I got to give it to 357, a crew I always wanted to be down with. You know, RD, all those guys. And, you know, they've always been on the outside of it. And they've been hitting shit hard. I always respect the PK Node, Ripe, all those guys, man.
Astoria,
Queens. I always respected those guys, you know. And
I actually liked the tag Note.
Note is dope. That's PK.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the tag itself.
It's dope.
I loved it. I love the way he connected the T into the E.
It's perfect. That's why I get it.
Great. His throwy, you know, signature PK throw.
I love it. It's beautiful. And I got to give it to Gear, Don Juan, those guys. KD, Gear wrote KD. He's my
Dom,
boy's.
Dom has a book. Check
my
it
boy,
out.
My boy MI's brother, Gear, and Gunk, another good Gunk Rot, MI Rot. These
was
guys
he a mechanic by any chance?
No, but it's funny though.
You
all right, Gunk?
Yeah, Gunk, you know. Like
but my mom
spray,
ended up doing a pillow for him, just like she did one for Ghost, and rest in peace, my mom. She did some needlepoint graffiti, and big shout out to my mom. And Lee 3, man. Who can forget Lee 3? I always thought it was strange, Ryan Lee, just like seeing TC5. I never understood that. But still, Lee 3 got up. I give him a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. But the thing that Koss I was going to say is that
I actually went to school with a Lee. He passed away, too. His name was Dennis. I could blow him up because he's not here.
Is Little Man dead? I think Little Man's dead, right? I always respected him, too. Shama, crazy. I met Shama. He pulled out a knife on me, man. Kid was like 2'2". And, you know, I was like, I ain't got no beef with you, man. And I always respected him and those writers. But the thing I was going to say about Cost is Lee 3, I think he was Chinese, yeah. Cost, to me, never, like, capitalized on it like Obey did. But I give it to him, man, for doing that. And he's, like, considered, like, you know, a lot of those people consider him, like...
Well, Cost is making his money. Don't kid yourself. I mean, we actually printed a shirt up for him. Which was an old We Pay sticker that he had.
But you think it's because of his legal battles? Or
No.
He's
no,
actually... No,
I don't know. I can't answer that. I mean, you know, maybe I should call him and ask him. But regardless...
Well, I'm just curious, though. I mean, he never seemed like the type, you know?
He could get... I mean, you're not on Instagram. This guy will post something and get 2,000, 3,000 likes.
Oh, so, yeah, it's all good, then.
But
good for him.
He's popular, you know, free cost and all of that stuff. You know, I want to shout
for
out...
For years,
I want to shout out BPLA, you know, another good supporter of the Alski show.
Okay, big shout out BPLA.
He put out free cost stickers and
I remember seeing that when he was in when he got arrested.
Awesome shit.
And we were talking about what's his name that did the babies, right? We were talking about
H. Charles,
yeah.
Yeah, he was over at that Comic-Con.
He was also another guy that I never considered graffiti, but he did
well,
his
I
thing.
Did. I yeah. Because he used to do his thing. He had this New York City, which actually I think
he was like
he
a protege of like Keith Haring. I never considered him graffiti.
Right. Well, he marketed a New York City piece that he did on a brick wall. And actually I was downtown over at by the Bull, Wall Street. They got a bunch of vendors, and I saw a New York City magnet. And I'm sure H. Charles would, you know, go nuts if he saw it, because I don't think he's making money on it. He did bring up the fact that, you know, people out there steal your stuff, so on and so forth. He actually had an article in the Village Voice as well.
Well, big shout out to Valley Larco for painting my truck, right?
That's right.
She did a nice, better job than I better job than I did.
It's amazing.
And she's selling for $22,000.
I like the artist. I mean, I got to shout out Karen Farmer out in Australia. She actually did an Alski piece that she took from my pictures on Instagram. She sent it over to me. She's a lovely artist. She actually
was
has
Arkansas,
done...
Was
sorry?
Where was it?
She's in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, okay, cool.
And she's actually painting...
Big shout-out to my friends and family in Australia.
Graffiti, you know?
Storm, he's living in Australia. Big shout-out to Storm.
Shout him out.
Oh, big shout-out to Storm. Well, real quick story about Storm, if I can say it.
Yeah, but shout-out Storm again.
Storm again,
big
man.
Okay.
Back in the day, man, we hit... I'll never forget that story. To this day, it's like embedded in my mind when we spray-painted that crack whore's vagina. That was crazy.
Oh, God.
She was laying there, no underwear on, and he pulled out a can of Rust-Oleum engine block paint and just... Shined
that must
have
up, really cold.
Shined up her vagina with that, man. It
that
was
must
just,
have been really
it was,
cold.
It was the craziest.
All right,
she
people,
woke up screaming at me. She went, oh, look, there he is, calling from Australia right now. Oh, maybe the woman's calling. That was my vagina you sprayed.
No, we're actually going to get the phone calls later on. We're just getting through, you know, a couple
but,
of
But I'm saying, no, I got nothing against artists. Don't get me wrong. I'm more for the graffiti, though. I've always been for the vandalism of it. I'd like the vandalism of it, you know? But if you can make money, sure. I already have a day job. That's
do you
the
think,
problem.
Do you think there's still a vandal squad out there?
I think so, man. Yeah. Unfortunately, they still exist. They're more like into highways now. Believe me, you hit some... You know, we go hit. Let's go hit the statue. Let's go hit Ellis Island tonight. You know, believe me, they're going to be on us. You know what I mean? Something like that. I imagine. I mean, if you hit clean trains, I would imagine there's somebody.
Yeah,
I would
somebody,
think so.
Somebody out there. True.
You know, but I mean, are they like it used to be? Do they sit in the trains? Well, I remember one time I got a summons just not long, maybe like 7 years ago. The water was running in this station. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And sure enough, they came out of a layup train. I didn't even know. And I wasn't even thinking. It was so like, you know, so out of the game. And they gave me a urine for pissing in public. And they told me that there was a spot that a lot of people get their purses stolen. So they do hide out in the trains. Do they hide out for graffiti? I don't know, you know. But I wouldn't hit a train, you know. In a station, I would normally go to deep into a layup or something. Oh, why am I talking about it? Just getting myself salivating here.
Oh.
Let me go sniff a marker. Hold on.
Spray a can. Click, 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 click,
oh, yeah, shake that can. Shake that can, yeah.
No, I got cans, but I'm not going to get up to get it. But
no, it's okay. I have them shaking in my head.
So, With all the graffiti experience, and were you a brawler? You know, did people like roll up on you?
Well,
did
one
you
time I was with, you know, we were kind of lucky. I mean, you know, we had war at the time with a few people. I mean, like PJ, and they were sending me a lot of death threats at one point, Cope and PJ. But, you know, I met him outside in front of my house, and we just squashed it. But as far as, like, I remember rolling up on U5, that crew.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed the story around, which kind of pissed me off because, you know, it was just Ghost and I, and it was all of them. And they were kind of like, at the time, they remind me of just like, you know, my crew's rats on tracks. They remind me of like little rodents. There was so many of them. And, you know, I picked up a flagpole stick. I picked up a flagpole stick. I go, yo, who's got beef with RIS right now? And they were all just like, no, we ain't got no beef with you. And then all of a sudden, I find out years later, they changed the story around. Like, oh, we were shaking in our drawers, Ghost and I. Yeah. But we would have thrown down with all of them that day. But as far as like brawling, nah, I wasn't much of a, you know, I was never into stealing people's paint. It wasn't in me, you know, to steal
right from
other people, like vamp people. But, you know, a few times
that's funny. That was our terminology.
Vamp.
Let's go vamp and paint.
Go vamp and paint. I wasn't into that. I know there was people that did that. I know, like, I kept away from like the ball busters, you know, in the Harlem tunnels, you know, because I knew those guys would just hang out down there to vamp people. A few times I just missed Hot Crew, and I knew they were known for stealing, but never. I've been lucky, fortunate, never to actually. I mean, I got into fights a lot growing up, mostly with kids in the neighborhood. But as far as graffiti, you know, I was big for my size. Nobody really, just the time with Shama I was just telling you about. He pulled a knife on me and I just backed away and that was it.
Yeah.
So,
I,
especially little guys. Always the little guys want to fight me. Because, you know, they all got out of the Napoleon complex. Yeah, but, you know.
Napoleon. Yeah,
I know, I got respect complex. For Shama, but, you know, I remember Image kind of like settled it. I don't know why. He just, I guess he's just like, who's got beef? Who's got beef? But, you know, whatever. That was back then. I got no problems with him. I did, I loved his throw ups. And his tags were always huge. Usually, see big tags, you know, the guy's short. But as far as fighting goes, nah, I wasn't, you know. I love the fighting. You know, TMR was big into that, you know. Wrists.
Baseball bats.
Yeah. I mean, when I went to the, I remember we went to the Whitney and Ghost Fort Revolt and Ghost for Star with everybody. And then it really messes me up to this day. I still think about that mayor. We broke into, I'm not going to mention who was with me, but we broke into Henry Chalafante's studio and we stole a bunch of pictures from him. And it was a mayor sculpture and I copped a big tag on it. And there it was at the Whitney with the big smog tag on it. And to this day, I still feel like, you know, messed up because I did a fucked up thing. But as far as like at that show, I didn't run into him. I didn't see him. But I remember Ghost Fort Revolt, which I Revolt's really cool, man. I love Revolt. I love his style. And I know Ghost is a big fan of Revolt, too, now. But back then it was, you know, RTW and they still had that beef. That was before I joined Wrist. They were still, you know, Bo, RH, Sago, all guys, you know, Sago. I love his throw ups, but, you know. You know, men love his throws, but you know they were not—they weren't down with RIS. They were QV Wrist was dogging them, and they were dogging them back. But when I came into RIS, they were already done writing. But as far as you know, Satch, if I ran into Satch, maybe back then if he went over me, maybe we would have fought. But he was mad cool, and he apologized for going over me. So it's not like you know, I didn't get into it for fighting. It wasn't for me. There was guys that went to brawlers.
It was just to get up. I mean,
exactly.
It was an
It was just to get my frustration
it
out.
Was
not the fight. I would go in the boxing ring. Exactly. I loved
it. It was a rush. You know, you're like, smell all the right,
paint.
Hit it.
Tell me, don't you love the smell of the paint
I
to this
still,
day?
I still love it. People, you know, like while I'm working, if someone's painting something and I'm walking by, I'm like.
Everybody's wearing respirators.
Like,
you're like.
Yeah, I'm sniffing. I'm like, wow, that shit smells good. And yeah. You're like, you're fucking nuts.
You're nuts. What's your problem, man?
Like,
you're
well,
killing
you
your brain cells.
People like paper smell. People like new car smell.
Nothing like a new book smell. I hear you, man. You know, the Alski book smells. That truck book, the first thing I did is smell that new book. Yeah.
Remind me of my wife. She does the same thing. She gets a new book.
You open it up. It's all about the senses. That's why I don't like these look, I love drawing stickers, man. I'm not into like, I mean, granted, you help the printers out, and it's a capitalist society we live in, and that's what it's all about, you know? Capitalism, and, you know, let's give the printers some money. But to me, I want to sit there and doodle on a sticker. That's why I love Scheme when he talks about doodling. And that's what it is. That's what I like about drawing stickers. I don't want someone to take, okay, let's just take this smog throw up and make 8,000 of them and you can just start slamming them. The whole idea is each one's going to be different.
Well,
each one's
me being a kid, I used to love doodling on paper too. And you know,
I still do. I bet you still
well,
do.
Well, so do I. But I started drawing.
That's all I do,
and,
really.
And,
until people get me motivated.
I got
again.
Into like, you know, you'd see the advertisement, you know, of a store or whatever. And, you know, I'd try to duplicate the letters, you know, being young.
Exactly.
And then as time went on, I, you know, with the graffiti, I started to mimic the tag, you know, like forging and someone's tag.
But you think about it, like you looked at fonts, you know, of like
right.
stores, and you got your ideas. And now to this day, they're taking your ideas, the Alskies, and right. now they're making money on it.
Absolutely.
With commercializing it. And that's what makes me so mad. I mean, like, here you are making money on graffiti clothes. You're making money on... But why are you so against it being in the streets? I mean, I'm not telling you to bomb people's houses. Like, I bomb, yeah.
You know, me being a graffiti writer, I mean, I have my website. You know, I sell T-shirts.
No, but I'm saying why would the government, I mean, the city be so down on us? And while it's in every culture.
Yeah, but, and it's considered an art form
it's
now.
It's part of us, man. Other
I mean,
countries,
it's culture.
Other countries are cool
it's
with
history.
It.
It's history.
And I'm not talking about give us an alley where we can just hit it. I'm not into
not
that.
It's not going to go away. I don't think it's going to
no,
go away.
No, it's going to be as long as I remember you telling me once, as long as you have a chisel, long as you have a little writing tool, it's been that's there right. since the caveman, and that's what's
right.
great about it. And,
that's right.
And that's what it should be. And I never forget, like, you know, I hit this Durso's truck, man, and I got that Italian guy so mad at me, and I wrote Smog 1, and he goes, when I caught you the Smogoni, the guy told me, oh, you got the man so mad. He's like, when I caught you the Smogoni. You know, I couldn't stand, like, somebody's personal house. You know, I was never big into, like, right on someone's garage, you know.
Well,
like
maybe
Corona's big with that. I see a lot of these poor houses, man, and everyone's
you gotta realize too. I mean,
someone's
okay,
house.
That Italian guy, you know, got pissed off. You gotta realize that that was his money with his truck.
I know, and now he's got a he's got a, you know, he's got the spaghetti hand with a Smog 1.
Yeah, it's a fork. Well, the spaghetti hand. Spaghetti
now, and then it said Smog 1 on
they
it.
They do have good food though.
Oh, yeah, they're still around too, yeah, to this day, you know.
Absolutely.
They outlived the smog.
But Smogoni.
But I never was into like writing on people's homes, you know. Well, I look back.
I did it a few times. One time.
Rooftop, I can see, you know, because it's sometimes it's just such a dope
spot. And I do regret it because I did have a rule of thumb.
Churches, you know, things
I
like that.
I wouldn't write on something that wasn't hit.
Did you hit a mosque at one point?
Yes, I did. I did. Actually, it surfaced on someone's. It wasn't okay.
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves are after you right now.
Yeah, okay. Let me rephrase. What happened was it was a good spot, then it turned into a mosque.
Oh, so okay. So
and
hey.
I hit it again, and it got buffed, but I mean...
whatever.
There is only one
they
god,
took down
but
the,
to me
they
that
took down the Twin Towers.
You know, yeah, there you go. But I always had a rule of thumb. If it was a brand new truck, I wouldn't hit it.
Okay. You
if
wanted
it was a buffed wall, I wouldn't hit it. Because
okay.
I didn't want to draw the attention to me. So
I see.
Basically, if something was bombed and I liked the spot, I went over you.
I hear you.
That was pretty much
and it. And I always felt like a filling goes over an outline goes
right.
over a tag.
You know, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But, you know, today it's like more of politics.
Yeah,
a lot of politics involved.
Not, and then I think someone's telling me there's a lot of there's less spots that are very,
very what?
That are what do you call it? Like spots that stay forever. They get buffed now. You know,
come on, let's get real. It wasn't like that back in the day either.
Yeah, but there were some spots I remember.
Eventually,
like,
somebody decided to paint over. Listen, you hit a factory that was getting bombed every night. A new guy took over the factory property, and he was like, "All right, let me paint it, you know, because I got family coming from wherever, whatever. I want to show them my business, whatever." They paint it. 2 days, 3 days later, and it's bombed again.
But there was like a spot in the story that Blade had a tag for ever, and that
well, there are tags that
quick,
still
the quick
run.
That we saw in the we were talking about the BQE that was running for a long time,
right? Absolutely,
you know? Some spots in Jamaica, you know. But for me, like I said, you know, they buff it. I guess now you get your photograph. Well, me, it's, I don't even care if I get a photograph. As long as I just did something, it's just a relief, release.
Listen, everybody has their own opinion on, you know, pictures and this and that. And like I said, I like everything. I liked it the way it used to be. A lot better, of course. But now today, you know, I like to paint. I'll go out there, I'll paint. No, I'm not gonna say I bomb like hell, but I'm at that point where I'm ready to go out every night. You know, it's building up to that, and eventually I'm just gonna go ballistic. I mean, how long will I do it? Will I do it? You know, that's always the question. But I do feel that I need to get out there, and I'm not talking about permission spots. I do permission spots too. I want to go bombing.
I hear you, man. That's what you got to do, Alski. We just got to do it. I think if you think too much, don't do it. You
yeah,
just got to
you know
do
what it.
It
is? It's responsibility in the back of my mind.
I
know. Family guy.
I know.
Korea,
I hear you. Same thing. I got, believe me, I got the same people breathing down my neck. But you know what I always say? Fame, fatal fame. It can play yep. hideous tricks on the brain. But
this
I'd still
is,
rather be
this
famous than righteous or holy. Any day. That's Morrissey said that. But it's true. Fame. It's like, and it's not fame like, you know, like, I mean, now it's different, I guess, through Instagram. A lot of people look at it now. But I always like the idea of other writers, meeting other writers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to these, sometimes I go to these shows, I meet these younger writers who heard of me or even older writers that I respected. And they talk about me in a good light. It's nice because I admire them, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
This is true. Do you have anybody you want to shout out?
Sure. There's a bunch of people. There's Alert Staff Crew. That stands for Stop the Africans for Fucking. Him, Doom, Hessa, all those guys. My boy Gunk, R.O.T. My boy Shem, SSK. Not the original Shem that I know of, TMR, who I respect very much. And he was a pioneer in his day. And I think if he was around today, his art would definitely... probably people would be buying it, but he got messed up by Ray from Rest in Peace Rabies right on the Pyramid Club. He did a lot of damage in Lower East Side. But I would say other people I shout out, like I said, Moan early, Reese, A-OK, definitely. Jesto, if you're still around, Chisel, Dape, Chino, Ghost, of course, Giz, Duel, Ket, you know, all the Wrist Brothers, Neo. Duran, I hope you recuperate. DSR wrote XXI Crew, definitely a big influence on me now. Sloan TPA, as I said.
The brother Sloan.
Big influence. Rage. Big influence on me. Gatto, another big influence on me. Cap, when I rest in peace, AD, Rook. Met you back at the Slayer show in 84, Rook, rest in peace. Fade, Med at Tough City, definitely.
Well, I'd like to shout out a few people myself. You know, I'd like to shout out George at All the Right. Make sure you check out the store. And pretty much Stickified, great stickers, good supporter, BPLA. In the Cut, New York, my man Rob. I would also like to shout out my wife, Vicky.
My family, too. Definitely.
My kids.
My kids.
Chia, Rocco, Vito, Juju, and my dog. Why not? Cece. But with that all being said, we're wrapping up the Alski Show with Smog, R-I-S-R-O-T.
Yeah, R-O-T. Rats on Tracks, the Satanic Majesty of Graffiti.
There you go. And with that being said, we're out like a trout. Peace, bitches.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother. And let's get up one night.
Definitely. Let's bomb.
Bomb.